Madonna's adoption of a child from Malawi last week generated waves of criticism. One tabloid headline read, "Madonna's a kid snatcher." Another, "Easy pass, Madonna." Critics have accused the pop singer of everything from being a kidnapper to not following international adoption rules. Melissa Faye Green is an author and the mother of adopted children from Africa. She tells the story of two AIDS orphans, now part of her family.
I've never been to a Madonna concert or bought one of her albums, but I know about adoption from Africa. Two of my seven children came from Ethiopia. Both were orphaned by AIDS. A pair of brothers, Daniel and Yosef, who live in an overcrowded foster home in Addis Ababa, will join us this fall. Haven't their transitions been difficult? People ask us. Our children adapted to American life in about 3 hours. By the end of 5-year-old Helen's second week in America, I found a new favorite place on my computer, AmericanGirlDolls.com. Helen was not pleased, however, to be sharing a bedroom with 6-year-old Jesse because he left Spider-Man action figures all over the floor. She tried to evict him by placing his things in a pile in the hall. One day, as I once again restored Jesse's toys, Helen stomped her little foot and demanded, "If I was not going to have my own bedroom, why did you adopt me?" My son Fissaha, after losing his parents early in childhood, worked as a goat herd on the Great Plains of Ethiopia. He joined us 2 years ago at the age of 10. He goes into the woods, strips bark off the trees, and weaves twine. He strips a branch and sharpens it into a spear. With it, he can pierce a flying frisbee. "Mom, look!" he shouted in his deep voice one day to show me his sling. He inserted a pebble and swung it over his head. The stone shot like a bullet through our plexiglass basketball backboard. It shattered.
"Mom, sorry."
At night, this manly boy comes down the hall to me with a picture book.
"Mom," he barks, "story?"
He likes Berenstain Bear's books. He likes Sister Bear Gets Stage Fright. Helen wondered, when she first arrived, whether children here had mothers. Whenever she met a new child, she'd run to me to ask, "Does she have a mother?" The answer was always yes. After 6 months, Helen stopped asking. She got it. American children have mothers. This past July, I traveled to Addis Ababa with my two oldest sons. Yosef and Daniel joined us in our hotel. The four new brothers shared a room. One night, after a long day of soccer, Seth, 21, steered Yosef, age 10, towards the bathroom shower and withdrew. Yosef danced back into the bedroom, dripping wet and stark naked. Seth shooed him back into the bathroom and threw a pair of boxer shorts in after him. Yosef danced back out again, dripping wet and with the boxer shorts on his head. Lee, 18, said, "These are the two happiest human beings I've ever seen in my life." I know a woman who overheard her Ethiopian son praying soon after his arrival, "God, thank you, family, me." I have no way of knowing what Madonna's true agenda is here. The usual motive for adoption is simple: motherhood.
Melissa Faye Green is the author of Praying for Sheetrock, and There Is No Me Without You.